This is the tape on Stanley Wilson Kespiok's Spirit, July 8, 1987.
Yeah.
Your birthday?
I was born in January 12, 1988. And he was raised in the Methodist Church in the early days, which was before they became united. And I went to school there till I was a teenager. And I was transferred to a group they called Airport League.
Airport League?
Airport League. EPWRTH. Airport League. I was selected to be a what they call an outpost sergeant and look after people that are on parade and see that there's no car or team or horses on the way, and I tell them to go inside when the Airport League went for air. And I've been doing that for a long time, and I also look after the Airport League Hall. There was no electricity in those days, and I had to fill up the clamps before the upper meeting and ring the bell and so on, all that. I was interested in doing that because my mother keeps on telling that that's the best way to lead a life, he told me. So, and of course you expect that you're going to get paid for that, there'll be something worse than being paid, he said, because what we believe, he said, we believe in the Lord, and he said that's going to reward you, he said, and he may give you a long life, he said, and some kind of easy living, like working and get good, and that's the kind of blessing you're going to get, and if we keep on working for the churches. I really believe in that, and that's the way I go about life. And until just recently, when the major church went down, and it was at the time that my father was president in the 80s, they called the ladies' aid in those days, because what they've been doing there, there were no wealth in those days, no welfare worker or family allowance or pension, nothing. People are independent, and we had to go trapping sometimes and fishing, you know. Really busy while the ladies looking after the garden and with the time. They have a busy time. And when they turn down, the people work hard to raise money and steal some sports games. When the time comes to start up the building, there wasn't in those stations we have two people who could carry a big tub full of cement, and we did that for 8 hours a day till the forms are built, and that's all. As far as I went, and then they hired one or two carpenters to start the work. And then they get the F1 click hall when they're building that hall. I was there too. And the United States came in, and people were told that there wouldn't be any effort leak.
To man the effort leak?
United States do away with effort leak, is what the superintendent told the people. And people were really sad about it. They weren't notified before this, and they were just told at the last minute, and they feel bad. And some decided that they joined other denominations like Anglican or Salvation Army. But since one only stood up and said, why should we turn to an army when we've already kissed these people that are Salvation Army elites? And it'll be a shame for us to take on Salvation Army after that. So after it quietened down, and they accepted the United States later on. And I worked as a fisherman all my life, commercial fisherman, and logging in the winter time, until the times that I tired of working for someone else, and I don't really make ends meet, and so I decided to go out as a conductor myself and pick out timber sale, and I had my own log and outfit going. I wasn't any much machinery in the day, so I had to make a load for the biggest orders, and they were orders from Alberta, and that's what I used for pulling those big logs.
What did you use?
What did
you use?
A team of horses.
Team of horses.
1800 horses. They specially ordered for the time, because they seen that timber is much too big for smaller horses. I kept on working for myself, and I had three boys and three girls raised. One granddaughter raised since she's a baby, and everything went well, and what you may call not really well off, but it's just get by on what I make, and that's all. And then in the early part of my days, when I mentioned before that when I did go to Sunday school, when my mother was alive, I never did get any whipping or any kind of spanking in my early childhood there. Every day they just speak to me, talk to me, not to do this and not to do that. And
your parents?
Yeah, if you do this, you'll be in trouble. And I always have in mind and not to cross somebody else's field. Yeah. There might be some missing in there and you only get the blame that's going through that fence, is it?
Your mom?
Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Yeah, Alice Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she went to church all the time?
Yeah. Sometimes she, when I was small, she had to pack me and take me to the empty gathering.
What is it, the hall at the lake?
Yeah, it's something like something like the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
Their own uniform with EL on the neck and Catholic is painting. They just conduct the meeting at the Salvation Army and the drum too. It's very interesting.
And when you were logging, who did you call?
Oh, Hanson Lumber and Timber Company, Smithers.
Hanson?
Yeah, Lumber and Timber. They had an office in Smithers. And I don't have any education, but I just barely understand the reading letters and making out payroll for the workers that work for me. And that's about all I can do. Yeah.
So you didn't go to school?
Well, I did, but school wasn't any good in those days. It was during the Depression, and they hired old ladies to teach school. I think these ladies are qualified to teach, but just to help them out during the Depression, they called them in and they tried just to teach us ABC and one, two, English. I only as far as grade 5 and I helped out because these old ladies, they don't like boys in those days. They just like the girls that all cause me. I don't think we I don't claim that old ladies we teach the girls so much. And we hardly learn everything by that, so she just tells us to get it. And that's it, my school days. And then I turned to a trapper and logger out.
Where did you trap?
In my own family's trapping ground up north here, about 2 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
We have to use the pack holes to pack our supplies for the winter, and we would stay out for 2 or 3 months at a time and go home for Christmas and then start out again. Came home before the scorching. We're making pretty money that way. There was work in those days, but the pay is too poor. Some of our people here were the CNR, and one who I told me gets Maybe in a day. And 50 cents for a doctor, $1.75 for his meals. And then he got a quarter a day. But Sacha Plummer was starting to worry in those days. And the mayor of pants like this would be $1. And runners would be about 65 cents. I used to tell my children about this and how they paid cigars for a pair of runners today. At that time it was only 65 cents. Yeah.
What about the people around here? Did they agree with the logging in this area?
Oh, we done most of our people, the contractors too, and not very many sons in those days, just a few, one or two sons that belongs to the some dates. The only ones that do the logging. But they never bought logging in our area here. They work somewhere else. And today are logging on our territory, and pretty soon they're going to clean it out and clean it out. That's why we try and take these to court, and we don't know how it's going to turn out. And out in September, when they have court again in Vancouver. Yeah. I was about 8 years old when my mother died, and my father looked after me. I went fishing with him and went trapping. So there was not much to do for me, because I had to learn our own ways of trapping fishing. And that's when I became, when I was 8 years old, they were in my mother's place. She was a chief in our family. That's how I first get into the feast hall. And there wasn't any kids allowed feast hall in that time, unless you had a name and a seat to go in there. That happened to me. I'm the only child who went in the feast hall, because I was made chief when I was 8 years old. Until the day my uncle died, and that's when I went up higher, and I got the high chief's name when my late uncle died. And I still have the name today. And we erect a tombstone for my mother. Later on, we erected a totem pole in honor of the rest of the family that passed on. And that's the kind of work a chief has to do in order to be recognized as a ranking chief when he does on a feast in the when all rise.
So the feasts are pretty well the same as the other.
Yeah, it's the same today, but in the olden days, there weren't any kids allowed. Mm-hmm. Even if you were a teenager and you still don't have a name, you're not allowed to go in unless you got some of your mother's name. And then you started in a lot of money and a piece, and that's the time they take you in. And you have a seat in the priest's house.
The family decided whether you want to give you a name?
Yeah. And all my young days, I was in a KC in the village. They play soccer with young and baseball, basketball, and three games that they really like. Until I retired 2 years after that, I wasn't able to keep on with all the activities in the club. And later on I was elected to be a president in the NIC, and that's where I'm still doing today, looking after the young boys who were in the club.
What about white in the area? Did the people around here have any troubles with the white people?
Well, I heard that they tried to get them off when they first came into the country, but they keep on coming back, and when they do come back, all coming back in again, and then they come out with a priest, and the priest starts teaching our people the Christian way of life, that they teach them the Ten Commandments, and that's when our people quieting down there, they never tried to drive the wolf again. Today, they turned around and they broke all the Ten Commandments that they teach.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned around and they steal land and everything what we got. They were so smart in those days, and the old people doesn't know anything what they get into when they allowed the white to put where they live, and that's where we were in today. It's just like we've been seeing and yet. Now they're telling us we got no say, whatever we want to say, like claiming dropping grounds.
And fishing? Were you fishing around here, or did you go to the coast to fish?
Oh, we've done the coast. There were saints in the early days. We do our fishing and came late in the fall, and then we start fishing in our own small houses and making dry fish in winter and all that, and then who are trapped in the fall. Yeah, people are really busy in those days, and so is the ladies. They went up buckling, picking and blueberry picking after the fishing.
Do you have any stories from your grandparents?
Yeah, there's a lot of stories there. Some of them are true stories. Like in the olden days, in my own history, it all comes out and what occasions with it. When the people left town in the olden days, maybe 2,000-3,000 years ago, and the people scattered and our family moved out this way, they started up a village where that my garden is today. It's my late ancestors' village. They called Chibasa's village. That's my name today. And the late Moses' ancestors was living here, Israel. They called it Answayam. One of their family was a brave man, and he kills people sometimes. And this is where he's been hiding now. He murders somebody else. That's why they call this place Anspaya. The village is known as Anspaya in those days. But when the white people came there, they can't pronounce Anspaya, and they made up their own word, that's Kiswaps. That's what people call it, Kiswaps. And it's Kiswaps today. And the chief together, and then maybe they must have a conference with Chibasa at his own village down the road here. And he wanted them to move in here and live together. And my ancestors agreed and left with Ali Abbas, the name of their village.
Where is this?
Yeah.
That village?
Yeah. And then they left that and came here. That's where we still live today.
So where were your ancestors from? Where is this?
Will Ali Abbas. The name of the creek that runs through the market garden. That's where the village is. Yeah. And while they were still here, So people are rich in furs. They make blankets out of furs and make garments out of furs. They're greatness. So they are, when the people came from the Nass Valley, they raided the village and they stole the furs, the blankets, everything. One time I heard they came, attacked the village late at midnight when everybody's sleeping, and killed most of the people, and only a few escaped in the night. And this must have been around the month of March, because when the leaves start to come out, like when the leaves start to cut, they all come out from their hives, and they get together and they put a picnic, and they were glad to see each other again. They were out there hiding for a long time. And when they came back here, they found that the village was burnt down by Miskas, and had to start all over again, building their houses. And that's how the 10th of May Sports Day founded. One guy by the name of Johnny Angus in the 70-80 years ago, when the white people moved in and they started celebrating the 1st of July and Labor Day. And that's when this guy wanted to turn that annual picnic into Sports Day, and that's what they did. They started buying trophies and put up a Sports Day, and people paid their way. And that's why they still had the sports today, 10th of May, because it's the history of the people that live, and they will continue to do that to live. And it's only recently they started that soccer tournament. It's got to do with the history of people, why we're still holding on to that day. It's just like a Queen's birthday to us. It's been printed on the calendar and remind the people about it. So that's the way it is.
What about World War II? Was it evolving off in this village and these people?
Yeah. In World War 14-18, I was about a year old when the war was over. But I believe there's Indian people who went into that, including one of my uncle in Asia. I just seen pictures. They were in uniform and fighting in that First World War. And then again in World War, a lot of us went into that, and both
Who has this picture?
Oh, it was, I don't know who had it today, because this was, I forgot this lady's name now. Husband is a taxi driver in Hazelton. That's her daughter. I think they had to fix it. They take two men when they first started. There's a lot of too much money paid out to guys who had already had money. So they called me up later and I went into training in Vancouver. While we were there, the war was over. And then I had to go. If the war would have keep on going, I would have went over and fought with the Germans.
How old when you went into training?
Oh, when my son George was about 2 years old, I believe. Little, not quite a total. I really feel bad. I feel bad when I leave, but I had to. But I was lucky. I didn't go very far. We heard on the radio that Germans surrendered. Everybody was safe again.
How did you go to Vancouver?
Oh, I went down train. Well, the train was loaded with soldiers. There's no place sitting. We just squeezed in the train. Don't have enough sleep, I finally get to Vancouver. The army truck starts to come in, load us up at the station, up at the army train site.
What about Kassam? Were you around when Kassam was made?
Yeah, I was around, but I wasn't in there. Just my sister was involved in that Indian thing. I don't really interested in it.
Who was your sister?
Mary Jo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's with the group now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They traveled all over the world. But, my aunt misunderstood what was going on there, and she wondered she doesn't want people there. Of course, people there that making slaves of poor kids, that's what she said. so she don't want me to pick up a in boarding school. That's why I didn't go. I really want to go there, because I see a lot of friends went in Edinburgh residential school. So I went to post.
They had one in the coast too?
Yeah. And there was one in Lytton.
So they were pretty well restored?
Yeah, just a few hits remain. Of course, there's only. See, we had down here below the United States, which we have. It's just a one room house. Maybe only about 80 kids in there. Yeah. Winter we they put band concerts and dances almost every night, and it's the only place where we hang out, and there wasn't any drugs around in those days. And still they're happy. They're happy bunch of people. They like fun, and that's why they had to go to the dance. And there's a kind of a dance that they do. Not the way they dance today, just ballroom dancing. You know, when I first went to a wedding in 1941, that was the last time I danced, and when I would get married, never been to a dance after that. And when we invited the Skin Across to the wedding with one of our friends, and we had to stay and watch. And that time I first seen that kind of dance they do there. Mm-hmm. And I always went crazy now. Some of these kids there, their eyes would be roll in this way, looks like what a pen to hide it in the stomach. That's what I've seen, that kind of dance.
So what the year did you do?
1941. They often put up basket shows, and when they built that community hall that where kids went down, they had to raise money. Now there were no grants in those days. They had to really raise money amongst the village here, and they put up Indian shows. It attracts a lot of white people come and watch the Indian shows. They could fill up a big kneading pan with money every day, because they would be down home from trapping, and they get a lot of money.